Swing for the fences with the Fence Authority. They've been providing the Delaware Valley with fences for almost 3 decades. With 4 stores throughout the region and one of the largest inventories of wood, vinyl, and aluminum fencing, the Fence Authority makes your next fence as easy as 1, 2, 3. Do it yourself or get it installed with the best workmanship warranties in the country. So swing for the fences at the Fence Authority. Your new fence is waiting at fenceauthority.com.
Attention, ladies in the Leawood area. Beaumont Health and Wellness is here and offers award-winning wellness and beauty treatments like hormone therapy, weight loss, body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Right now, get our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to recharge your body. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
I really hate, and I feel like a bad person.
Dodger fans.
No.
Oh.
That my first instinct when I heard the news about Jurickson Profar yesterday was to kind of go, whew, dodged a bullet there. And it's such a bad...
I'm with you.
It's so bad to think that, you know, because we love Jurickson.
We do.
And, I actually wish for his success other than when he plays the Padres. And it's just terrible news. It's terrible news for him and baseball and the Braves. And it just doesn't feel good for anyone. But my first, and I wonder if Padres fans, if you out there shared the same thought, was, oh, man, glad they didn't spend the $42 million or whatever to sign him and keep him this offseason and then have to deal with him out. Not only 80 games, as they announced, Major League Baseball announced his 80-game suspension for testing positive for a banned substance. Not technically a steroid, but a masking agent,
a testosterone
HCG,
producer,
which it,
but booster.
So when you take, just to Ben's plane quickly, when you, and I'm not a bodybuilder or steroid expert.
You're not?
But as I understand it.
I feel duped.
As I understand it, when you go through like a cycle of steroids to artificially increase your testosterone, then you go off of it. Your body is not going to produce as much testosterone itself. And that is one of the signals that tells the testers that you've been taking steroids.
Correct.
It's very hard to detect the actual steroids, but your lower testosterone count is a clear sign that you've been doing something you shouldn't be doing. So players will then take this HCG to get their body to start producing it again so they won't get popped in the testing. And when they detect the HCG, it's a sign, okay, you must have been doing something. It's one of the only ways they actually can catch players who have been doing steroids. Now, Jurickson, you know, released his statement through the Major League Baseball Players Association. Braves fans, today is the most difficult day of my baseball career. I'm devastated to announce that I have been suspended for 80 games by Major League Baseball and the commissioner's office for testing positive for a banned substance this offseason. This is especially painful for me because anyone who knows me, has seen me play, knows I am deeply passionate about the game. There's nothing I love more than competing with my teammates, being a fan favorite. I want to apologize to the entire Braves organization, my teammates, and the fans. It is because of my deep love and respect for this game that I would never knowingly do anything to cheat it. I have been tested my entire career, including 8 times last season alone, and have never tested positive. I would never willingly take a banned substance, but I take full responsibility and accept MLB's decision. I'm devastated I won't be on the field with my teammates for the next 80 games. I look forward to competing again at the highest level this season upon my return. Of course, even after he returns, Jurickson Profar is no longer eligible for the postseason this year. That is part of any steroid suspension in baseball. So if the Braves do bounce back from their 0-5 start now, as they lost again to the Dodgers last night, Jurickson wouldn't be able to be in the playoffs with them this year either.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's so many layers to this with Jerks and Profar, and really any guy that gets popped for any banned substance. You know, we've heard every excuse in the book. You know, as someone that had to take HCG when we were trying to get pregnant, you know, I was on testosterone through the Total T Clinic, right, for years. Talked about it on the old station. And, you know, our fear was, oh, no, you're not going to be able to get pregnant. So, yeah, take some HCG. You take it very little bit, and you just kind of pinch your fat, and you shoot it in. Doesn't hurt. Doesn't, you know, it's nothing. And I did it 5 days a week for, like, 5 weeks. And we came back, tested, you know, and everything was fine, and then had the kids. So I got two beautiful boys because of it. You know, it helped produce testosterone again. But, look, my suspicion is this. My suspicion is that a lot of guys try to beat the system in the off season. My suspicion is that Jerks and Profar told us and everybody, I'm beat. I'm gassed. My knee is shot. You know, I'm playing on one leg essentially after the season. Hits free agency and says, I'm going to do a little cycle to get my body back and recovered so that I can lift again and run again and do all the things I need to do. And then finishes the cycle, takes some HCG to build that testosterone up again, and then gets popped for it. What I was a little confused about is they said he was tested in the off season. Now, I don't know when that happened. You're telling me that test wasn't in before opening day? It wasn't. You let him play four games?
It's quite possible, and I believe this was the case when Fernando Tatis Jr., it's quite possible they've known about this for a few weeks. It takes a while for Major League Baseball to make the announcement. Jurickson may have been aware of it for a while, and they don't tell the commissioner's office. I think the players' union, they contact the player first, and they say, hey, you know, this is coming. And he probably did know that this was going to
come.
What a
terrible
feeling,
man.
Very awkward way to start the season, knowing that this is hanging over your head, which I believe was the case with Tatis as well, that it was kind of hanging over his head for a little while before it becomes officially announced and the suspension kicks in. So that's possible why just the timing of it and how it worked. But
now when he says I would, like, there's no other way to take HCG without injecting, not that I saw.
I mean,
you can't really say, like, I would never knowingly put something into my body. Like, bro, you're putting a needle
into your belly, essentially, like, is where you put it.
It's him, it's Rafael Palmeiro, it's anybody in the span of baseball history that's ever said, I didn't knowingly put this on. But when you put a needle into your body.
And we were all
kind of... Bro, unless that's the team doctor, like, what are you doing?
We were all kind of confused why they went out and got Verdugo, you know, and, the depth piece for them or whatever. No, I mean, it, like you said, they probably
knew. Traded for an outfielder yesterday.
Yeah, traded for an outfielder yesterday.
An hour before that news came
out. And again, I don't know, man. Like, if here's the way I look at it. And of course, I saw Dodger fans taking some weird victory lap about Will Smith yesterday, and that's fine. I mean, I think had he popped last year, he would have popped. He didn't. Whatever he did, I'm not saying he didn't do it in the preseason. I'm just saying he didn't fail a drug test when he was with San Diego Padres. He failed a drug test when he was with the Atlanta Braves. It's the Atlanta Braves problem.
I see what you're saying. You can't call into question every number prior to a positive test from every player who has ever tested positive.
Well, think about, like, and it's funny coming from the Dodgers, right? Like, it's really funny coming from them who have taken more scrap heap guys, and then they've had career years when they got to L.A. Not one of those guys do I look at and go, oh, you were clearly juicing. Max Muncy, Chris Taylor. How many guys have they brought in off the scrap heap, cast away? Trace Thompson. Like, bro, there's a dozen of those guys. I don't think they're juicing in L.A. You know, I don't think they're juicing in L.A. any more than any other team juices. I just think sometimes guys do figure it out a little bit and get on a roll.
Yeah, but let's not be naive. There have been some, I'm sure, athletes who have completely, innocently, and mistakenly used a product that they thought was approved, or for whatever reason, were given something that they were told was 100% fine, and it caused a positive test. But it would be naive to think that the majority... or not to think that the majority of people who have tested positive for performance-enhancing drugs did so because they were doing performance-enhancing drugs.
Correct.
They're still pervasive from everything we've heard. I think you agree with this. They're still fairly pervasive and prevalent in professional sports.
I got a text from somebody in the game yesterday that said, you know, you'd be... I have a friend that's a bodybuilder, and he knows a lot about this stuff, and he's the first guy I reached out to, and he goes, man, the way that protocols are set up, they don't want guys to get popped. He said... He goes, every time I see a guy get popped, it makes me literally question, did they want to get caught? Because that's how really easy it is to get around this stuff in professional sports, not just baseball, in a lot of professional sports. So I don't know, man. Like the thing that, and Janine makes a good point in the chat, she says, after watching Tatis go through what he went through, I can't believe Profar decided to do it too. Profar had to be the liaison between Tatis and his mad teammates. Yes. I have the sense that Jurickson Profar, when he blocked us years ago, was mad at us for talking about Tatis and how Tatis kind of let the team down in their hour of need. I really feel that way. He was there through all of it. Now, what I want to talk about, though, and what I talked to this former big leaguer about yesterday was risk-reward. Does it suck getting banged for 80 games? Yes. Does he still going to make the majority of that contract? Yes. He's not going to the Hall of Fame. The risk versus reward is amazing. It's amazing.
Put another way, if Jurickson could go back and be given the choice, hey, you will get tested, you will get popped, you will face an 80 game suspension, but you get to keep your 24 home run season and the contract you signed with the Braves, or you can go back in time, not do it, and be clean, and no one will ever suspect you, but you'll also hit 240 with 7 home runs.
You'll make $1 million.
And you'll make another $1 million with the Padres next year. Which one do you want to take?
He'll take the 80.
I think one of us.
If we're going off the timeline of him juicing in the offseason, he had already got his bag.
Yeah, but
I mean that, and
it's not like, but everyone's going to have a career year.
Everyone
like
will question the numbers from last year.
Of course, they're going to question the numbers. But again, here's what I'm saying:
will we know for sure? No, we will never know for sure unless he wants to tell us, you know, completely everything that happened. But maybe he was clean last year. Maybe he wasn't.
Correct.
We don't know, and we will question it now because, well, those numbers were pretty big and nominally for someone who was over 30 years old and had never done it in his career.
I won't question it. You know why I won't question it? Because he didn't test positive, right? Like, he didn't. If he tested positive, okay.
You don't see a scenario where the previous offseason, knowing he had just come off a bad year, hey, I need to do something to get ready for this next season, went through his cycle, but, you know, didn't test because, as you said, you know, guys know how to get around the testing and made it through. It got through a great season, signed his contract, and goes, hey, but my knee's hurt. I want to make a good impression on my team. It worked last year. Just going to go through that simple cycle right at the beginning of the offseason again, and then I'll be done. Get my, you know, HCG.
And he timed it wrong.
I won't take it during the year again and do what I did last year. And he timed it wrong, and he got popped. There's certainly evidence that would support that conclusion.
If your evidence is just a good season, then I can't agree with you because guys have had good seasons.
Of course.
The problem is
we will never know and people will suspect now.
Correct. But you said there's evidence. There's no evidence. Because he had 24 home runs.
Enough for some people.
For some people, but yeah. It shouldn't be for you who's logical.
Well, if he hadn't tested positive, I would have certainly never gone there. But because he tested positive in the offseason immediately after his great season, yes, I'm going to at least acknowledge that possibility.
The argument, though, that Paulie made, too, and I always go back to A-Rod, who was a monster in Seattle, signs the big deal with Texas. And according to him, and again, take him at his word or don't, he goes, that's when I started. The pressure of the this wasn't a $250 million contract Jurickson signed, but it was a lot more money than he's made. Hey man, I'm going to a contender, a team that's really, they need me and they want me and they're going to pay me. I got to make sure my body's right. The fact of like, hey man, you got your bag, why would you do it then? That's kind of exactly why, in my mind, he did it, is to like, hey, I want to make sure I come out swinging and my body's right.
At face value, it makes more sense to me, at least, to if anybody's going to juice, it's going to be going into a contract year, not right after you sign and get your bag.
But the thing is, though, would you want to risk it going into a contract year knowing if I get popped now, I'd probably get nothing next year, right? Then I'm really damaged goods. Like, it does make sense in my mind of, I just signed this big deal. The pressure's on. Like, when I got, when we got a raise here, it didn't make me go, time to cruise. It made me sick to my stomach. Like, I was like, oh, God, we got to perform now.
And honestly, you know, maybe he didn't do anything wrong. Maybe Tatis really did get tainted ringworm cream. You know what? It doesn't, you know what? It doesn't, it doesn't change my opinion really that much of either guy. I love Fernando Tatis Jr.
Yep.
He's back on the field.
Yep.
He's doing what he does. He energizes the team. Jurickson will come back after 80 games. I would hope he will still find a way to become a fan favorite in Atlanta like he was here.
It's going to be,
it's going to be harder, obviously for him, but there's no reason he can't. He didn't commit a crime. It wasn't a crime.
He's not going to jail.
You know, he skirted some rules, as all athletes do in all sports. Got caught. He's now facing the punishment for getting caught. It's his responsibility to follow rules, and when you don't, you face the consequences. Yeah. Sometimes the consequences are, hey, you know what? You swung at a pitch and missed. You're out. This time the consequences are an 80-game suspension. Once you deal with that, I'm willing to absolutely move on. And again, I still respect Jurickson Profar.
I love him still.
I think he's a phenomenal guy and a player.
Great teammate.
And I'm not saying that we should forever shame Jurickson Profar and cast him as some sort of image of what's wrong with a game of baseball. He's not. He's not.
It made me sad. Yeah,
it's a sad story. It's a bummer for him. It's a bummer for the Braves. It's probably a we dodged a bullet moment for the San Diego Padres, because they did, you know, we were thinking about re-signing him, and that would have been money not well spent at the moment with him unable to play for half a season in the playoffs this year. That would have been tough for the San Diego Padres, facing budgetary restrictions.
Yeah.
Maybe wouldn't have been able to sign Pavetta and other players that they probably needed more.
It would have killed us. I mean, today coming in talking about a Jurickson Profar suspension as a member of the San Diego Padres. Is this not a good lesson for Jurickson? Bro, just stay here and play. Every time you try to go somewhere else, something terrible happens. I mean, again, I'm not going to fault the guy for getting his money and everything else. But, yeah, now he's suspended without pay, can't play in the playoffs. The way that they're going right now, I don't know that they make the playoffs. They just lost Ronaldo Lopez yesterday. He's on the IL. I mean, they're banged up. They haven't won a game. They got smoked again last night. It's a rough time for a Braves fan right now. Can I change my pick, by the way? Will you guys let me?
Yeah, go ahead. Absolutely.
I'll take the field.
And, you know, people in the chat asking the questions, does he still get paid? No, he does not. He will lose half of a season of salary, which will be what? You know, lose $4 million or so, but he'll still make the other $38 million on the contract that he signed, assuming he doesn't test positive again. I think Alyssa asked, can he still be around the clubhouse in the dugout?
No,
he cannot.
Cannot.
I think there's like a time, like 3 hours before the game or something, he can go to the ballpark early in the day if he needs to get
Tatis
anything.
Tatis was there, like, getting work in.
Yeah, but then he has to leave, whatever it is, like 3 hours
before
the gates open. You have to be gone, and you can't be there with your team during, after the game at all. You just got to go watch from home or whatever and not be part of your team for those 80 days.
And again, I saw people saying, oh, man, Preller must have known something. No, I just don't think they had the $40 million to pay him. I really don't. But again, you know, it does feel, and I'm with you. That's a human reaction, Ben, to feel like, I'm better them than us. It absolutely is. It's a totally normal reaction, better them than us.
And Luis, I'm not being a real D-hole to Profar. I really, really don't feel like I'm casting any judgment.
I don't think
all.
So either. You're not a judgy guy.
You know, violated the rules. The rules are clear, facing his suspension, and then we move on after that.
Yep.
All right. Let's take time out. That was obviously, a don't do this-y topic on the segment before Don't Do This, but we'll get into actual DDT coming up next. What'd you got? Anything you want to get to?
Just all of the fun.
The A's rough first day in Sacramento.
Yeah, that was
a tough
one.
I think we can get to that as part of DDT when we come back after a check of traffic. Bennett Woods on 97.3 The Fan. First, I want to tell you about SDFatLoss.com. No injections, so no chance of, you know, accidentally triggering a positive test for anything with SDFatLoss.com. It's just based on eating real foods you get at the grocery store, not buying shakes or bars or mixes. Following their proprietary strategies. Your counselor going to lay it all out for you, support you every step of the way, and you can lose weight fast, up to a pound of fat per day, up to 10 to 20% of your body weight in just 60 days. I lost 40 pounds in 60 days on the SDFatLoss.com program back in the summer of 2023. I have kept that weight off now nearly 2 years later because it's sustainable. No exercise required either while you're losing the weight. Just follow the program. You can do it as well, and do it now before the summer season hits. The weather is about to get nice in a few days. You'll get it in shorts and t-shirts. You can lose weight and feel great. And, you know, be outside and love the summer after you've lost the weight. Just get your free consultation by going to SDFatLoss.com. Take advantage of the spring special right now. Get $200 off the program by going to SDFatLoss.com. That's SDFatLoss.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't Do This is brought to you by Trust and Will.
Do?
No.
Don't.
I just asked. Are you ready?
Don't.
Don't. Leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Do.
Set up a Trust Your Will online at trustandwill.com.
This
is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more.
I thought you meant, are you ready for Don't Do This? I was like, yeah, I'm ready.
No,
I got
meant,
my
are
story.
You, are you ready for your role in me reading the sponsor?
All right, so it's a new thing now. All right, we'll do it.
All right, I will start in our state capital, Sacramento, California, where if you squinted a little bit, you might have thought, oh, they just had a decent offseason. You know, they signed Luis Severino, they extended Brent Rooker, tried to get a little momentum with 3 years in a minor league ballpark coming up. And then they played the first game in Sacramento. Couldn't have really gone much worse for the A's yesterday.
Starting with the picture that leaked online of their...
Leaked. I mean,
not
it
leaked.
Exists.
They just posted it. Not leaked, yeah.
So the corrugated metal shed.
A tough shed.
Down the left field line that serves as their media room. I don't know if that's better or worse than the double wide trailer the Chargers had us in for more than a decade.
I went to that once.
Did you go to the Chargers once. Trailer, the media trailer?
My old show made me go and watch practice and go in and ask a question of Norv Turner, and I almost soiled myself. I was so nervous.
I wonder if I was there that
you
day.
You probably were.
Oh, that was,
and it was the most innocuous turd question you've ever heard. And he answered it fine.
The shed's pretty bad. Bernie Wilson will never forgive the Chargers for, because he had to work all day, essentially,
yeah.
Sitting in a trailer because they wouldn't let media in their actual building. You're too good for the media there at the Chargers. But so they got the shed, not a great look. The clubhouses are way down beyond the outfield, not fun for especially opposing teams. Are not going to like going to Sacramento. Then the game starts, taking on the Cubs. By the way, the next two opponents for the Padres, the Cubs and the A's on this upcoming road trip. And in the very first inning, Cubs hit back-to-back home runs, score like four runs, so they're behind right away. And then the chants start, you know, let's go Oakland. There's T-shirts that say, I'd rather be at the Oakland Coliseum. And you even got to sell the team chant in the bottom of the sixth when the Cubs were leading 16-3 with John Fisher still wearing it after moving his team. A rough start for the Athletics for their stint in Sacramento, however long it lasts.
Yeah, and many people are they're still even questioning the move to Vegas, and that's the worst part for me is this actually going to happen? Are they actually going? Is he going to get to the friendly confines of Las Vegas, Sin City, where everything is forgiven? He can huddle up in a penthouse mansion, you know, penthouse condo, and say, "Okay, we finally made it." But if he does, Ben, it's going to be three long seasons at least. Them playing in Sacramento. I got friends going up to the game next week to go see the Padres play in that little ballpark. It's going to be a weird experience for those guys. I don't know that it's going to be any worse than going to Oakland. As far as the facilities, I've heard the facilities were terrible.
Minor league games are plenty fun to go to.
Sure.
Every seat's good. I mean, there'll be benefits for the fans, I would imagine, to going to a game there, especially when it's not in the middle of the summer. So if you're ever going to go, not a bad week to go see the Padres and the Athletics.
I love this story I saw yesterday. Woody Johnson, who owns the New York Jets, probably one of the most maligned franchises in any sport ever. They do every year the annual NFL Players Association survey, where they anonymously ask players on teams about, hey, how is this organization? How is the ownership? How is everything? They collected data from 1,695 of the league's players. Well, Woody Johnson and the Jets did not score very well at all. In fact, he got an F for his lack of willingness to invest in the organization. Just across the board, one of the worst organizations to work for and play for. He said, these are it's totally bogus. Those results, here's the deal. This is, quote, the whole thing, how they collected the information, who they collected it from, it's supposed to be a process where we have representatives and they have representatives, so we know it's an honest survey. And that was violated, in my opinion. So I'll leave it at that. But there's a lot of owners that looked at this survey and said, this is not fair, not balanced, it's not every player, it's not even representative of the players. He did say, though, I do want to be number one in everything. I want the team to get better. But discounting, it's like getting your report card and taking it to your dad, and you're like, it's BS. Yeah.
It wasn't an honest survey of my grades.
It says three C's and two D's. But this is not how well I've actually done. No, it's right there.
No, it's the methodology.
It's the method. My teachers didn't like me.
Yeah. The Jets are well known around the NFL as a terrible.
Terrible. Around all sports.
Terrible organization.
Yeah, sorry about it.
All right, finally, a little doo-doo this.
D.D. Mega doo-doo.
And a story I doubt we'll be seeing anytime soon in San Diego, but good for Coastal Carolina University. The Chanticleers are becoming the first college football program in the country next season to offer free concessions at games.
Wow.
Okay, so how's this going to work? All right, so CCU says fans who buy a ticket to any of their games will be able to select up to four items per concession stand visit from a menu selection of hot dogs, nachos, popcorn, and fountain drinks. No limit on how many visits fans can make to the concession stands. They just have to scan an app each time they go. Average attendance was 21,415 last year, round average for the Sun Belt Conference. But they feel like, hey, we'll make it up. We'll sell more tickets. People will come, eat what is probably fairly inexpensive food for them to acquire and prepare and have ready for everybody, and go and make it an all-you-can-eat feast for game fans and students when they come to a Coastal Carolina Chanticleers football game next season.
It's badass.
Actually, I think that's pretty cool.
I think it's really cool. What's the catch? There's got to be a catch, right?
It's really not,
it doesn't sound.
Really no catch. They even said most ticket prices are going to stay the same for next season as well. They're just hoping that they get more people. Now, alcoholic beverages, specialty items, and items from third-party vendors. So
okay,
the really good premium stuff is not included. It's just the basic hot dogs, nachos, popcorns, and sodas.
Which is awesome.
But for people, you know, some people, that's absolutely fine.
Right here, man. I mean, I can subsist on that. And especially for the right price of on the house every time you go. That's really good. It's a good idea. Yeah, Keegan says those lines must be insane.
Now, their athletic department apparently is willing to try some things. So apparently this past fall, the school offered season ticket holders for men's and women's basketball a full refund if the teams won at least 35 games. Like, so bet on your own team. Like, if they win, you know, if you buy tickets and they get to 35 wins total, we'll give you your money back.
Wow.
They won 33 games this past season. Didn't quite get there. Didn't quite get their money back.
That's fun, though.
It's a good season. You're cheering for them. It's better than saying, hey, if we don't win at least this many games, we'll give you your money back. Because then you get a bunch of fans who are cheering against your team.
Yeah, to lose.
They were getting them to cheer for the team. The more wins, the more likely it was that they were going to get their money back for season tickets.
I like that. It seems like to be a forward-thinking organization there. I like that.
And that is don't and do this for a Tuesday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Woods is itching to talk more Padres baseball, more on last night's game, the red-hot start by the bullpen. And then I want to ask the question, is this 5-0 start for real? I mean, are you buying into what you are seeing so far from the Padres this season? We'll discuss it coming up next with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
But first, I wanted to tell you, my beloved friends out there, I love so much that baseball season is back. I've been having a good time playing Underdog Daily Fantasy. Just go download the app right now. You can make every game more exciting with Underdog. I know I have to play. Choose whether a player will go higher or lower on one of their stats, like strikeouts, home runs, hits, and more. They got all your favorite teams and stars to choose from. You can mix and match other sports, or I've just been rolling, go figure, with just baseball picks so far. I think I've won $6 so far. So $6. It's $6 more than I had. So you can play with as little as a dollar. If you get everything right, you can win up to 1,000 times your money. Turn a dollar into 1,000 just with your baseball knowledge. So check it out today. Download the Underdog app. Sign up using the promo code Woods. You'll unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus cash when you make your first deposit. Join in on the fun when you sign up with promo code Woods. Claim your special offer today. Get up to $1,000 in bonus cash instantly upon first deposit. You must be 18 and over, 19 and over in Alabama, Nebraska, 19 and over in Colorado for some games, 21 and over in Massachusetts and Arizona, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Void in Colorado. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org. In Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342. In New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369. No sound
but the sound of speech. Got a request in the chat. I mean, this isn't, you know, top 40 request radio, but I thought it was a good request over the I was going to talk about Manny's interference play yesterday.
It was unreal, man.
It really was. And it was such a critical moment in the game. Kyle Hart was a bit on the ropes, you know, in his fifth inning, two runners on. You know, I said to my son, we were watching the game, I said, this will be the difference between a good start and a bad start.
Correct.
What happens on this next batter, you know, is going to determine. If Kyle Hart gets through five innings, two runs, that's a great, great start for a fifth starter. If these guys come around to score and he gives up four and he's going to probably get a no decision, doesn't make it through, huge moment in the game.
Yep.
So for Manny Machado to pull off what was, I don't even know how he does it, just a play that I don't know that anyone even thinks about or would possibly, you know, come to the mind, like consider what might happen in this situation of getting a runner is picked off, running to third, makes the tag, and then as the runner is going from first to second, he gets all tangled up with the runner, but still tries to make the play, even without
without
a baseball in his hand, to show the umpire, hey, this guy's interfering with me.
And he was.
I need to be. Yeah, he absolutely was. I forget which member of the Guardians.
Arias?
Was it Arias that was there? And he was like, yeah, he held Manny by the...
He hugged him.
Yeah, kind of hugged him. Like it was almost looking like, hey, I'm going to keep you from
falling.
I'm trying to be nice and not knock you over. But Manny made, hey, look, I'm trying to throw it over to second base to get another out. Now, whether he would have gotten me out or not at second base, I have no idea.
Doesn't matter.
I never saw a replay, but it doesn't matter. You were interfered with.
Correct.
Many times interference is called on a slide to second when, oh, the guy at first was going to be safe by a mile. But if it's interference, it's interference. And
it wasn't malicious or anything like that.
No, God, no.
He got in his way and he was trying to make sure he doesn't get hurt.
Yep, and it cost his team another out. I heard the Guardians broadcasters were kind of soiling themselves a little bit, thinking it was a balk from Kyle Hart. It was not. It was not a balk at all. On a spin move like that, you can throw to an unoccupied base, like third base, you can throw to that base. It's no problem at all, not a balk. You just have to make sure you throw it when you do it. Baseball Nick's in the chat right now, not a balk. You don't have to disengage on the spin move. You just have to throw it. So it was, again, one of the headier plays you'll ever see. I mean, truly, the no ball in his hand, still attempting to make the throw. It was brilliant, man. He makes those plays all the time. Schulte talked about it after the game as well. who even thinks about that in that moment? I think at that moment you're happy getting that lead runner at third, and then you're just hoping, oh God, am I about to get trucked here? But in a split second, man, he goes, oh, if I show this umpire that he is really in my way, I may be able to get this guy banged at second, too. And son of a bitch, if he doesn't go out and do it, does it? It was really, really, really solid, man.
And
really
that, solid. That helped Kyle Hart get through the inning, completed his five innings, got his first win of his Major League Baseball career. Remember, he did pitch a few starts, I think four starts for the Red Sox in the COVID year of 2020, but not in front of any fans, didn't get any wins. This one, I'm sure, hit quite differently for Kyle Hart, who got a beer shower from his teammates after the game. And his dad was Roger, was in attendance and got to see it. Just a very cool moment for Kyle Hart to get the victory in last night's game.
Can't say enough good things about what he's done. And really, again, what the bullpen has done. They are a gold star every night for these guys. I'll tell you what, the other play of the game that I thought was spectacular. Obviously, Fernando, beautiful sliding catch and ride on the moist, dewy grass out there. It was perfect. Timed it perfectly. Folded the arms after. Looked really, really good. And then the Wandy Peralta play to end the game.
Oh, yeah.
On a nubber that is, again, slick-ass grass. He stops. He plants. He fires 96 over to Luis Arraez at first base to get the last out of the game. These guys look dialed in. They just look dialed in from the first pitch to the last pitch. It's really, really awesome to see. I saw somebody complaining, of course, because why wouldn't you after a 5-0 start, historical 5-0 start? This team's base running. I love it. I couldn't love it more. I understand Gavin Sheets got popped, you know, trying to stretch a single into a double. I understand that Luis Arraez got popped, turning a single into a double. I have no problem with that. None whatsoever. I think it's great. It's an aggressive style of baseball. I think you're going to make it way more than you miss it. I really, really do. And Fernando, good job by Fernando, recognizing later in the game, hey man, Lane Thomas got a pretty good arm. He hit one in the gap. Fernando's fast as hell too. He hits first base and was like, whoa, no, I don't want this to happen again. I love the aggressive baseball. This is Schilt ball, man. This is it.
I do know that if you never get thrown out trying to stretch a single into a double, you're probably not trying enough. You should every once in a while. Now, you want to minimize it, obviously. You don't want to give up outs on the base paths. But if you're so conservative that you're not even trying it on close plays occasionally, you're giving up a lot of value of those extra bases that you can be taking. And that's not Mike Schilt baseball. Mike Schilt wants them to be aggressive, and he understands that that means occasionally it's going to result in an out. You know, again, you have to minimize it and you have to get good reads, but they work on that. And, you know, I agree with you. I don't have a huge problem with it. Underrated part of the game, we mentioned the bullpen. I think they're now at 19 consecutive scoreless innings. The ERA is about like a half a run. The only run they gave up was the Alec Jacob home run to Austin Riley on opening day.
Fourth inning.
Since then, nothing allowed by the bullpen whatsoever. But they were able to lock down that win without even the back end. No Suarez again, no Jason Adam, no Jeremiah Estrada. They were able to get four shutout innings from Alec Jacob, Yuki Matsui. He's looked good to start the season. Adrian Morejon's looked great. And Wandy Peralta's looked really, really good as well. Efficient. Gets his outs quickly. Seven pitches, three more outs. He's 2-0. He's got a 0.00 ERA. And we talked about that during spring training, that Wandy Peralta, like many relievers, can have a bad season. Sometimes they bounce back and have a good one the next year. And I was hoping that Wandy, considering he is signed for, you know, the next three seasons with the Padres, would bounce back and have a good season. So far, so good for Wandy Peralta. And the bullpen's been great.
How about Yuki Matsui?
Yeah.
I mean, just, again, another guy that we kind of expected to take a step forward this year, and he looks massively confident, whereas he did not last year. All these guys are getting it done, and they're just passing it to the next guy. It's pretty special, man. It's pretty special to see contributions from everybody up and down the lineup. Manny, I thought, big stolen base. I mean, it just knows the right time to kind of go. I've loved this team. I'm not going to get mad at these guys for staying aggressive. I'm not. I like this brand of baseball. This is an exciting brand of baseball. Is it going to cost us a game here or there? Yeah, but hasn't it helped us win five in a row? Right? Like, it's that kind of baseball. We're 5-0 because they've been aggressive, because they're playing really, really smart, because they're moving the next guy. They're not playing hero ball every night. They're really not. It has been such a joy to watch these games. You never know what you're going to see. I mean, truly, some of the craziest stuff has happened, stuff I've never even fathomed happening. That play last night was one of them.
And yet it's still been clean.
Right, right.
Not a ton of sloppy errors.
Nope.
No. 8-1 leads are now, you scratch it out and you win 8-7.
Right.
Like, they're just playing crisp baseball.
Yeah,
I mean, it's been so fun to watch.
They just seem dialed in, dude. They just seem focused. They seem motivated. All of that, dude. It's really, really special right now. And I want to keep this thing rolling. And what else can you ask for, dude? Your first time through the rotation. You know, a couple of the starters didn't exactly give you a lot of length or girth, but a couple of them did. And a couple of guys pitched really, really well. But the bullpen to be able to come in and pick those guys up, and the offense being able to come in. They score a run in the top of the first. Oh, no, we're so pressured. We just throw four on you in the next inning. It's been really, really fun.
All this positive Padres talk, we sound like Mike Schilt a little bit here.
Yeah.
Just a reminder, you can tune into the Manager's Report with Mike Schilt this Friday at 9 a.m. here on Ben & Woods. The Manager's Report is refreshed by EcoWater SoCal.
Yeah, buddy.
Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. EcoWater SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925. But is that starting pitching sustainable? Is Gavin Sheets sustainable? Is this a real start? Do you believe what you are seeing from the San Diego Padres? We'll start our discussion about that right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. I need not remind Padres fans of things that can go wrong over the course of a baseball season. It was 2021 when the Padres were 17 games above 500, looking like world beaters in the first half of the year when the bottom dropped out, pitching injuries occurred, and they went through their once-in-a-century collapse and finished four games under 500 at the end of that season. There are certainly plenty of pitfalls and landmines the rest of the way with 157 remaining. But when we ask the question, does this look real to you, what the Padres are doing? I don't know that I've ever seen any baseball that looks more real than what the Padres are playing the last 5 days. I mean, it is real. Absolutely, it is good baseball. It looks like a team that knows how to play good baseball, and I can't imagine they're just going to forget all of a sudden how to do it. Even Gavin Sheets, of course he's not going to continue hitting 500, but at the same time, the swing looks really, really good.
He doesn't
look like he's just run into a bunch. It's not like the Padres have faced a bunch of number five starters. I mean, they faced a Cy Young Award winner. They faced Spencer Schwellenbach, who's nasty.
Ronaldo Lopez.
Was an all-star last year. Smith Shaver had nasty movement. And Ortiz was throwing 87 or 97, 98. Had some movement last night. I mean, not a bad pitcher at all. They have faced good starting pitching, and they have managed to do this. And while, yes, the Padres have had a lot of good breaks, you know, doubles off the pitcher's leg and the check swing that was a double, they've also hit a lot of balls rocketed found gloves as well over the course of the first five games of the season. So to me, when you add it all up, it does feel like, you know, this is something, not 162-0, but this is something that I kind of now expect to see going forward. The Padres continuing to play good baseball with this team that's on the field.
Yeah, I know times are going to get tough. I know that. I know that from years of being a baseball fan and covering baseball for a living. It's going to get rough. Guys are going to get hurt. Guys are going to stop producing. Guys are going to hit cold snaps, man. It just happens all the time. And you can't keep up an undefeated pace in baseball. It's never happened. It never will happen. But how do they weather that storm? How do you minimize, Ben, the 5-game losing streak, the 6-game losing streak? How do you keep it to 2 or 3, you know, and then get back on the horse? And that remains to be seen. Nobody's got the crystal ball. All I can judge is what I've seen in 5 games. It's been 5 of the most fun baseball games I've watched.
And remember, for all of the things that you wonder whether they're going to be able to keep it going, catchers are not going to hit 300 this year.
Right.
But Luis Arraez is going to start hitting.
Correct.
He got a hit yesterday, got thrown out a second. So essentially, he has contributed nothing offensively through the first 5 games. Zero. Your batting champion, your 3-time defending batting champion has contributed zero. He had a bunt and moved a couple of guys over with ground balls. That's all he's done offensively this year. That will improve. Your 2 best starters had mediocre efforts. I'm sure that Dylan Cease and Michael King will have some good starts going forward, and I am optimistic that within the next, you know, month or so, Yu Darvish could return to this rotation and start contributing as well. So there are also things that could be better from this team from a 5-0 start. It's not just the things that you worry are not sustainable. There are other things that should improve for the Padres going forward.
But listen, if they want, like they're saying in the chat, you want to prove it to me this year, San Diego Padres, go handle business against the Colorado Rockies. That's your true measuring stick.
They haven't beaten the Rockies once this year.
They have not beaten the Rockies once this year. You want to prove it to me? We go ahead and sweep the Rockies?
Tonight. If you don't beat the Rockies tonight, I'm not going to believe in you. You've got to beat the Rockies.
You want to prove it. You keep playing well, and you go handle business against the Rockies, then I'm a believer.
You know what? That reminds me.
When do we play those guys?
There was so much, not real panic, but a little bit of panic that the team just didn't play well in spring training.
Yeah.
Coming out 5-0 and playing the way they're playing, just remember next year and moving forward.
Wow.
Spring training games do not matter even a little
results
bit.
Results really don't matter. Manny was hitting 150 or something. Yeah.
He looks locked in.
Yeah.
Next homestand, next Friday. First game of the next homestand. Rockies will be in for 3.
Oh, my God.
Test your theory early in the season.
Oh, my God.
Bud Black coming to town soon.
Drink heavily.
All right. We got 2 hours to go. Jesse Agler ahead with the Incorporator on a Tuesday. Stay tuned for more Ben and Woods.